For the less adventurous among us, we will now report on a test of indoor survival skills. Those include internet searching, emailing, or whipping up a PowerPoint presentation. The people who make the SAT say they want to identify those who need help with those skills. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Matthew Toscano has been a student here at State University of New York Albany for nearly 3 years. But today, the junior biology major is making his way across campus to a place he's hardly ever been before.
This is actually the first semester that I'm actually going to the library and asking librarians how to use the database, because I never had to.
His research method of choice? Google. But how does he handle the onslaught of information that's characteristic of internet searching?
You usually find what you want, but you can't trust everything that you find. But in actuality, most teachers don't care as long as you cite it. So it could be wrong, could be right, but that's what it says. I don't know any different.
But professors do know the difference and say it's a real problem if students like Toscano don't. Eloise Briere is head of the Department of Languages, Literature, and Culture at SUNY Albany.
I mean, if they don't have a sense of the value and the authenticity of a site, and if they don't have a sense of the boundaries of what they can and can't do in terms of what they're finding on the internet, then they will do pretty much as they see fit.
And that's why the Educational Testing Service came up with the ICT, or Information and Communications Technology Test. The exam scores students on how well they define, search, and use the information they find online through everyday computer tasks. And to see how well it works, ETS is paying students $25 a pop to take the pilot. Some 40 students have gathered in a computer lab here to give it a try. During the two-hour exam, they sort emails into folders by topic, they create PowerPoint-style presentations, and make charts based on velocity equations. Afterwards, Mark Bryan says it wasn't as easy as he expected. He's a junior math major and physics minor, but not a computer person. Bryan says the test is a good idea for a generation that everyone assumes grows up knowing technology.
We're pretty much just like let on our own and expected to know it just because we're like that age group. So it's just kind of like, oh, here, you know this, you're that age. And it's like expecting our parents to know like 60s music when they don't. Or like expecting my dad to have listened to disco when he never did.
The idea of the new test is to present students with a wide variety of tasks, ones they'll actually face either in school or in the workplace. Teresa Egan is a project manager for ETS.
Believe it or not, our partners who worked with us on the development of the assessment said that they have students who arrive at the college level who don't know how to open an attachment or to send files through email. Those are the types of skills that are fairly fundamental.
Many colleges are now offering remedial courses in information literacy. Egan says the test will help them figure out if those courses are actually working. But not everyone agrees that pushing students into these kinds of courses is really the best way to get them to use the library more or become better researchers. Stanley Wilder is the Associate Dean of Libraries at the University of Rochester.
One of the problems with the ETS test is that it separates all of those information-seeking skills from their context. And, you know, the skills necessary to manage physics information, for example, are completely different from those needed for history, for example. So I really just don't think it's meaningful to talk about information-seeking skills apart from the context of a discipline.
But Egan says that's the same kind of argument people make about the SAT or other exams that measure a range of skills and abilities. She says once schools can identify the areas of information technology where students are having trouble, they can create better programs to help. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.